So I have to confess, I didn't read the article in the JCO on toxicity of checkpoint inhibitors to see what they said about hypophysitis, but I assume the way you'd screen for it would be with blood work rather than imaging.
One can check blood work. It's easier than getting brain MRIs, which is the other way to look for hypophysitis. The blood work that can often be tested would just be a simple TSH or ACTH test and cortisol. So if you see TSH and ACTH low in the blood work, that might get one thinking about hypophysitis. It's much easier to check those labs when you're seeing patients than it is ordering brain MRIs all the time. In melanoma patients, I start with the brain MRI at baseline because it's important to have the brain imaged at baseline in metastatic patients with melanoma to ensure that there's no brain metastases. But when I have a patient who's symptomatic with headache or other symptoms of hypophysitis, you may need to get a brain MRI to look for hypophysitis. And it's really important you communicate with your radiologist because radiologists will see in the clinical history metastatic melanoma headache and they'll tell you no brain metastases, but they won't necessarily look carefully at the pituitary gland. So you need to say metastatic melanoma or metastatic lung cancer on immune therapy, evaluate pituitary gland and rule out brain metastases. And that'll prompt these radiologists who are learning about this to look for that.
And when you do see imaging evidence of hypophysitis, does it reverse?
It does. After the event of hypophysitis has occurred, usually the pituitary gland, which often will swell in size, can shrink. And sometimes it'll actually shrink to smaller than it even was in the beginning. So it's kind of like a little shrunken down scar of what it was previously.
Interesting. How long does it take the headache to go away?
Once you start steroids, the headache usually gets better in a day or two.